Joining us now on the buyersafety.com hotline is a legendary figure. He is a professional basketball player. He's a DJ. He's a host. He's an author. He's a TV personality. He is a street playground basketball legend. He is all these things. He's a filmmaker, and aside from that, he's friends of the Ben and Skin Show. Give it up for the mighty Bobbito Garcia. Cool Bob Love. How are you, baby?
Yeah.
I don't even know. That's like the best introduction I've ever received. Can you be my publicist?
Dude, we didn't even get to half of the stuff. Like, there's all this stuff. I was like, if I just keep reading all this stuff, we'll never get to Bob. We'll just be introducing him. Hey, thanks for coming on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm in Miami right now. I'm about to fly to Chicago. I've been touring domestically to promote my latest film. It's my third. It's titled Rock Rubber 45s, Rock for Basketball, Rubber for Sneakers, and 45s for Music and Hip Hop. And which is at the Miami premiere last night, going to Chicago tomorrow to premiere it out there. And it's just been a joy ride of amazing reception and some tears and standing ovations in each venue. And I'm just happy to be on public broadcast with my man Skin. Is Ben there as well?
Yes, sir.
Ben, what's happening, man?
What's going on, man?
I haven't seen your handsome face in I think since 2009 in Dallas for the All-Star game. I don't know.
Yes. And, dude, you're a legend with us. If you were to walk in any room we're in, we'd give you a standing ovation, too. You're just one of a kind, man. We're in awe of you, and so we're stoked.
Hold on. I want to interrupt Ben, because Bob, you, since the last time you've seen Ben, he probably weighs about 60 pounds less and plays basketball like four times a week, dude.
Oh, amazing.
Ben plays basketball more than you do.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. Maybe my first film, Doing in the Park, Pick Up Basketball NYC, has something to do with getting him motivated.
Hey,
I'm not sure.
There you go.
I'm not going to take the credit.
I'm not, unlike you, I'm not allowed to handle the ball in my games, though. but, hey, I want to ask you about this, because when we met you, it was so amazing. And I can remember we were talking to you about hoops and your love of pickup basketball and your career. And you have so much knowledge of playing the game. And you're legendary in that regard, as well as many others. But then I started asking you about, like, current NBA stuff, and you really didn't have that much interest in it, and I was fascinated by that. Like, this love of basketball that doesn't have anything to do with the NBA, it just seems even more pure of a love than just being an NBA fan.
Well, I mean, let me say that the NBA is phenomenal. It always has been, always will be, and it absolutely, captivates audiences, and games that I have watched over the years have inspired me to play. But, in the end, I'm more of a participant than a spectator. And so, quite often when I'm traveling, people are like, oh, you're a Knicks fan. And I'm like, look, I love basketball. Like, I could watch literally, two 11-year-olds play one-on-one in Harlem, and they could dribble off their feet, and I'll be like jumping for joy. Or to watch an NBA game 5-on-5. To me, it's like the sport in and of itself is gorgeous and a joy to experience. But I get the most reward when I'm actually playing instead of watching. Watching for me could actually be frustrating, because I'd rather be playing.
Yeah, right. It's like
awesome.
Most people watch because they can't really play. You're like, man, I'd rather be playing right now.
So I want to
talk about the movie, because I don't know what I expected going in, man. Just so our listeners, if they haven't seen, you made Doing It in the Park, which is, a New York City playground basketball, but it's really global. I mean, you guys went all over the world with that movie.
Sure,
and then
sure.
The Stretch and Bobbito movie, which is about your legendary rap show with Stretch Armstrong, and you guys helped launch the careers of Nas and Jay-Z and the Wu-Tang Clan. It's the greatest rap radio show of all time. And, I follow you closely, and I've got your books. I know the different things you do. But, man, I didn't know what I was about to watch, and I'm really blown away by the movie, because I think on one level you've made what I think is the first autobiographical documentary I've ever seen, or at least the first one I can think of. And, man, you got really, really personal and real in this movie, and shared stuff that I couldn't believe. I've known you for a long time and know a lot of stuff about you, but it just it just floored me last night. So I guess I'm just saying all that to say, why did you want to make this movie, and did it do what you wanted it to do?
Well, thank you, Skin, for even taking the time out of your busy schedule to peep it. You know, Rock Rubber 45s is an autobiographical documentary, but I created that title so that it could be encompassing beyond my personal narrative. And what I've been realizing at all the screenings, you know, is that a ton of people see themselves on screen. You know, I talk about being abused as a kid. I talk about alcoholism in my family. I talk about educational quandaries. I talk about career decisions, setbacks. It's not a greatest hits. It's not, you know, yeah, I did a halftime show at the Dallas Mavericks Arena when the Mavs scored 80 points by halftime. It's not, I did ESPN at the shoes. You know, it's not, I had a legendary radio show. It's that as well, but that would have been really shallow, I think, to just do a greatest hits. And so as with any honest portrait, you would hope that people get to see beyond the veneer. And, you know, I had always thought to write a book, but then after having directed two films, I decided to challenge myself and make an autobiographical documentary. There are not many ever made. I did my research and only found about four or five. Certainly, it's the first autobiographical documentary in the hip-hop, basketball, and sneaker space by far. So I feel like what I'm doing is opening up a door for the imagination of people moving forward who have written autobiographical books, but perhaps can take it a step further and add audio and picture in the same manner that I did. Because, listen, a lot of us have compelling stories. And I'm not a former NBA player. I'm not a platinum recording artist. So there's not going to be an ESPN 30 for 30 or VH1 documentary made on me. You know, but is my story any less valid, or can my story help inspire people worldwide? And I think that it's a resounding yes, because I've been doing speaking engagements for so long and appearances and, you know, just been active for the culture in many different communities. So, you know, I think the film has a purpose, and I've been seeing the positive impact already. I mean, people have been crying on my shoulder at the Q&As. It's really heavy stuff, to be honest. So, but I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for it.
We're talking to the great Bobbito Garcia. His new movie, Rock Rubber 45s, is now out. You can absolutely check it out. We'll be telling you where you can do that as well. But the New York Times gave you a lot of love as well. Everyone's giving you love for this. And I want to read some of the stuff they wrote in here. They called you one of the most personable documentary subjects they've ever encountered. They call you a born anecdotalist with a lot of interesting friends, and they mentioned Rosie Perez. They mentioned Rosie Perez,
she's great in this.
She's in the film, and a lot she's of other big names. Yeah. I'm interested in a relationship you have with somebody who's emerging on the scene here in Dallas. He's really been behind the scenes, but he's been largely important for the success of a lot of different basketball players here, and that's God Shamgod. He's an assistant coach with the Mavericks now. Tell us about your relationship with God Shamgod.
Well, it's funny. You know, I started writing freelance for The Source in 1990 when they were a burgeoning publication. And, you know, my first article of note for them was Confessions of a Sneaker Addict, which actually was the first documentation of sneaker culture in media history. So I kind of had the editor's attention there in the realm outside of basketball. In the realm outside of hip hop. They knew that I had my hands in sneakers and basketball. And so they started doing a fashion page where they would feature like new up and coming streetwear brands and stuff. And so one day they invited me to write the captions for the photos that they were taking. And they invited Malloy Nesmith, AKA Future. And they invited God Shamgod, both of whom were stars up at the EBC tournament at Rucker Park. At that point, though, I was playing ball so much across the city, I didn't even know who God Shamgod was at that point. So it was like, oh, wow, this kid must be really nice if he's representing Rucker in this photo shoot for The Source magazine. And then, of course, I mean, you know, then his reputation preceded him. But this is before he did the move at Providence against Arizona that, you know, completely exploded, not on the internet because that didn't exist yet, but, like, everybody was talking about that move. But basically, he transcended the playground into national TV, like, legitimately, legally, not with the, not, you know, carrying the ball. I mean, he did a legitimate playground move that he invented himself. And
game against Arizona. Like, that was national TV. He did that in a freaking tournament game, man.
It wasn't like a scrimmage preseason. No. Like, it was like, they were like top ranked. And, yeah, so anyway, you know, massive respect for God, Sham God. Kevin Coolio and I, we collaborated on my first film, Dune Park, and we interviewed him. He was gracious enough to really just, you know, share some phenomenal storytelling of his upbringing playing pickup basketball. And, you know, I'm so happy for him now working with the Dallas Mavs. And, you know, I've been a fan of the Mavs since they had JJ Barea in 2011 when he had his Converse player Evo low cuts and they won the championship.
Yep.
And then JJ Barea went back to Puerto Rico, which is our mutual homeland, and he was received as like Elvis Presley out there. Like, they shut down the whole island for him when he came out to the airport.
So. Yeah, and he's done amazing things too in the recovery out there. And a lot of your film is shot there. And of course, for those that don't know, Bobito played professional basketball in Puerto Rico as well. So I want you to know, man, me and Ben use cachet with you all the time. So when I first went up to God Sham God, like after 30 seconds, like, hey, man, I'm friends with Bobito Garcia. So, like, he could think I'm cool. And so we hit it off ever since. I'm just kind of, like, living off your coattails a little bit.
Yeah, I told him I was your former roommate, and we did a radio show together. I hope that's cool.
Hey, so, hey, Bob, tell everybody where they can get the film.
Absolutely. Well, Rock Rubber 45 right now is touring various cities, and we do not have a Dallas screening booked yet, but hopefully we can work on that. But essentially, anyone can download or stream it starting July 24th. That's this Tuesday, off of Vimeo, iTunes, Hulu, Vulu, Bulu, Dulu, Bulu, all those platforms. We'll have a DVD out eventually in August or September. We have a 7-inch release for the title track song, which I produce, which features Eddie Palmieri and Robert Glasper and hip hop legend DJ Rob Swift. It's a double A side. The flip is Pharrell Monch, featuring Jill Scott, both of whom are Grammy Award winners.
Wow!
And the song is titled "Still Standing," Rock Rubber 45's vocal remix, which Monch penned after watching the film and being inspired by it. So. I hope that everyone interested in basketball, sneakers, music, Americana, sociology, New York, life, global connection, intersectionality, any of those topics, there's a lot of entry points for people in the film. And I really appreciate your words, Ben. I appreciate all the picks that you sent for me. Set for me all these times that we play ball.
Hey, I want to throw something out there right quick before we let you go, Bob. Anybody else also that's interested in philanthropy? Because there's a scene in the movie where you realize the effects of the work you've done in donating money and sneakers for kids in Africa. And I don't want to spoil it. I want people to go see the movie. But it's like one of those moments where, like, you almost cry. It's so intense and real. So. Anytime you ever need anything from the Ben and Skin Show, you know that we're here for you. We thank you so much. And on Tuesday when the movie drops, we will certainly blast it out to everybody on our social media. And, hey, thanks for the time today, Bob.
No doubt. And regarding social, it's at Rock Rubber 45, and I'm at Cool Bob Love. That's spelled with a K. Appreciate your audience, and I appreciate everything that the Dallas Mavs have done for me and Project Playground. You know, there's a nice scene in there shot at the Dallas Mavs Arena, but I don't want to spoiler alert. But Mavs,
during a playoff
Mavs,
game.
Mavs fans will be very, very happy with Rock Rubber 45, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you so much, man. You have a great weekend. Enjoy Miami, man.
All right, cool. Take care.
There he goes.
Yes.
I mean, there's so much we couldn't even get to. I mean, he's just lived an extraordinary life. In 1993, That was the last time he took a paycheck from an everyday job. He went to go do his thing. He went to go do his thing and turned himself into a global icon doing things he loved, basketball, sneakers, and hip-hop. He's an inspiring story. We'll blast out the links. The movie Rock Rubber 45, you'll absolutely love it.